Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. The first in my lucky dip today comes from an Imogen. There we go. Somebody else with the same name as me. Used to be, when I was growing up, I was the only one. And I know that I was the only one, because I actually looked up in birth, deaths, and marriages, and there was only one Imogen in a five-year period in the state of Victoria, Australia, around the time I was born, in the years around I was born. So I was the only one. But now there's lots of them. In fact, I've had two named after me. So anyway, there are other Imogens in the world. Imogen says her biggest challenge is finding things that are comfortable, both in how I feel about them and how they actually feel on me, but also dressy. I like to look classy and stylish, but often find it difficult to get things that are comfortable. And this can be, I completely understand this. This is that sort of thing, is how do I find something that's comfortable, but also classy and stylish? So what I would suggest, Imogen, is to go and maybe create a Pinterest board and start collecting things that you are attracted to stylistically. So don't worry about comfort for now, but look at what you think is stylish. So go on Pinterest, do some searches, and it can be like thinking about different sorts of garments. It could be, you know, jackets or, you know, jacket outfits or whatever. Like, go and pick as many photos as you can and then put them all in a board. Then you can start thinking about comfort and go, well, what makes things comfortable for me? Because of course, there are different sorts of comfort, which I've talked about before. There's mental comfort, physical comfort, emotional comfort. They are all parts of comfort. But we want to think about what makes something comfortable. So is it the fit? Is it the kind of fabric that has movement and ease in it? Is it like, I prefer a stretch fabric? So even if you're looking at a jacket and you think, well, a jacket is more stylish, but it's less comfortable, but then can I get that jacket in, say, a ponte knit, so it has ease and stretch, or some sort of fabric that has stretch in it rather than it just being stiff? And you might find that uncomfortable. So I would be looking at how I can adapt those sorts of clothes to be comfortable, and it could be in the fit, it could be in the fabric, it could be in the construction, to make that stylish outfit also give you the comfort you require. So it's this, there's always a balance there, and it's figuring out, because each of us, it's a very personal thing. There's no one answer that I can give you. But it's actually working out what it is for you. And even looking in your wardrobe, what do you wear now that you find is very comfortable? What about it makes it comfortable? Doing a bit of analysis can be really helpful to help you understand what makes something comfortable. Also look at your favorite outfits and go, which are my favorite, most stylish outfits? What makes them stylish to me? What kind of clothes are there? What kind of colors? What kind of drape? What kind of detail? All those sorts of things. Have a look at each of these and then going, how can I marry the two of them? Because only you can decide how that works for you. But certainly there is absolutely no reason why you can't be classy and stylish and comfortable at the same time. Because I always think that, to me, comfort is really important in my clothes. I don't want to put up with being uncomfortable all day, but I still want to feel stylish in my own way. And of course, we have to decide what that is, because there's no, you know, there's no formula, there's no one way of being stylish. So you have to decide that for you. Next question comes from Anne, who says, how do you style a curved hem top with a blazer or a jacket? Does the blazer or jacket need the hem to be curved as well? And I would say it would depend on how curved the hem is. If you have a very curved hem top and then a straight kind of blazer and the curved hem comes out the bottom, it can look a little bit incongruous. And this is because we have one of the principles of coordination is called related shapes and lines. So how the lines work. So if you've got a curved line with a straight line, they often don't go together too well. Now, if there's only a tiny bit, like if it's a flattish curve and you've got a straight blazer on top, it doesn't matter so, or jacket, it doesn't matter so much. But if it's a more deep curve, I'd say those two don't go together. And so if you've got a very curved hem top, this might be where you need to tuck the top in, so it is not hanging down below the bottom of the jacket or the cardigan. Or otherwise, that jackal cutting needs to have some sort of curves about it rather than it being very straight. But I do notice like a little bit's okay, but a lot just doesn't work. And it's because those related shapes and lines just don't go together. And so they're kind of aesthetically displeasing. So I say, but sometimes, you know, if you just have a hint of a little curved hem, it's probably not so bad. But if it's very much the two and you are seeing kind of quite different hemlines, one poking out from below the other, being the same sort of shape is always more aesthetically pleasing. So hopefully that answers your question. Third question comes from Marnie, who says, I'm an old woman around the age of 66 with aged skin and an apple shape who lives in the tropics. I'm into the relaxed style, but I'm finding the right clothes is a major challenge. And this is true. There is definitely not as many options if you are plus size. And so it can be harder to find clothes just because there are less options out there. The thing would be that the thing I love these days, though, is there are a million different places you can go. It's not like the old days where you were limited to just the stores in your location. The internet has brought the world of clothes and fashion to you. So I would be thinking, because you live in a hot climate, you want, of course, less layers. You probably only want lightweight things. Thinking about natural fibers rather than synthetics. And then thinking about having your pattern and detail built into your clothes so you don't need to add stuff. Because that's one of those things that often can feel like, oh, and even adding a necklace when it's really hot and particularly if it's humid, you just go, oh, it's just making me even feel hotter. So this is where maybe finding some sort of like loose, floaty sort of top that will suit your apple shape body, but in a lightweight, you know, cotton or linen can be very good in hot climates, but it can also crush a bit. But this is where sometimes like a linen and viscose or tensile sort of mix can be great because it's very breathable. So looking at those fabrics and then looking at kind of, you know, and developing a style too that flatters your figure in the kind of the looser shapes that aren't going to be holding the heat in so much in natural fibers, but with some built-in details that might be looking for patterns rather than planes if you don't want to have to add any accessories because they make you feel hot. But, you know, you could even put on like some little brooches or something like that, which aren't going to be weighing down around your neck or anything like that, because that can make you feel hotter. So I know it is harder, particularly if you are plus size and live in a hot climate, there's a few less clothes, but there are plenty of places online. So that is something to start doing some research, start scouting around. There's so many online retailers these days for fashion and clothing. That means that you can have things sent to you and you are not limited just to your local stores. Sadly, I can't magic up the perfect garment for you, but there is plenty of stuff out there. Sometimes it's just doing a whole bunch of searches for the kinds of clothes you're on the internet, or even going onto Pinterest and doing searches, because you'll often find things that way, as well as kind of doing Google image searches, things like that as well. And you can kind of just sometimes go down a rabbit hole to find, and also some of the big sort of websites that, you know, bring in lots of different labels together can be very good. And even the bigger department stores can be good for helping you find things that might potentially work for you. So thank you for your questions. I hope you have a lovely day and thank you for watching. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.